Hosea chapter 11. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. It's almost as if God is giving the eulogy for his son Israel. This has got to be a very tough thing for the Lord. God calls Israel his son. He did everything he could for his son. Verse 2, but the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. The more God called to his son, the further his son slipped away into sin. 3. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. And what a nice picture this is. What a loving picture this is. As a father teaches his little son to walk, you know, just hold the little hands up so that they can balance and take, you know, steps without falling down. And that is how God taught Israel to walk, took care of them. And like a father is there to catch his son when he begins to fall, God was there for Israel, nurturing them. Verse 4, he says, I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. Anybody who says the God of the Old Testament is an angry God, every time I hear that, I know the person saying it has never studied the Old Testament. Because God is just as loving in the Old Testament as he is in the New. Yes, there is the just side of God, but there is love in God too. God did not chain Israel and force them to submit. He didn't treat them like slaves. He led them with love and kindness. He protected and he fed his son Israel. Verse 5. Will they not return to Egypt? And will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? God rescued Israel from Egypt, but because they were not loyal to God, they will return to Egypt. And once again, they will be slaves. Same sort of thing happens today. God saves us from the power of sin through the Lord Jesus Christ, but if we turn our back on him, it is only a matter of time before we are enslaved once again. 6. Swords will flash in their cities, will destroy the bars of their gates, and put an end to their plans, and their plans were to prosper in their unholiness, and those plans are going to come to an end because it's just not going to work. Never does. 7. My people are determined to turn from me. Even if they call to the Most High, he will by no means exalt them. If people go to hell, it's not because God doesn't love them. It is because they love their sin, and therefore will not listen to the Lord calling them to repent. 8. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. Boy, God loved Israel. He sure loves his people. And yes, God will punish his son. He has to. But he will not totally destroy him like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. He continues in verse 9, I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath. God says, Israel, I'm going to punish you, but I will not destroy you. When God punishes his children, it's out of love, not out of wrath. And God's love for his sinning people kept him from completely wiping them out forever. 10. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. And so when they have suffered enough punishment for their sin, God says he will roar, and they will return to him. 11. They will come trembling, like birds from Egypt, like doves from Assyria. I will settle them in their homes, declares the Lord. And so even as God is pronouncing judgment, he is giving them a reason to hope as well. 12. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies, the house of Israel with deceit, and Judah is unruly against God, even against the faithful Holy One. At this time, Israel had a deceitful relationship with God, which pretended to be real, but wasn't. It was outward ceremony, but nothing from the heart. That is something that God cannot stand. We'll pick it up in chapter 12 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.